You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money Markets podcast is a Santa rally here. Gold, silver and copper hit a record, and we take a look at the year ahead. All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money Markets podcast for this Monday, the 22nd of December, a day where the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 0.9% to 8,699. That's its best one-day gain in about 3 weeks. All 11 sectors ended higher on the 200. The best performing materials and energy, unsurprising given that we saw that gold price hit a record high, silver hit a record high, and copper also hitting a record high today. The best performers included Nick Scali on a profit upgrade, shares up around about 10%. Uranium producers also doing well, the likes of NexGen Energy up about 8.6%, and that defense stock Drone Shield up by about 10% today too. West African Resources, the gold producer, one of the best gold producers today, shares up almost 8%. Losers include WiseTech Global, one of the worst performers today, off by about 4%, LaVisa off by 2%, and Charter Hall Group down by 2%. To tell us more about the day's market action, including whether or not the Santa rally is finally here, and to look ahead into 2026, I spoke with Alex Pakoulis, the CEO at Manjara Capital. Alex, as we head into the new year, can you tell me what you think is driving investor sentiment?
Yeah, look, Ricardo, I think there's been sort of three key drivers of sentiment over the last couple of months, and they've created a little bit of caution in the market over the last couple of months. The first one is globally on the AI narrative. There's been a real build-up of caution around the amount of CapEx that's happening in the AI space, and so the market moved from being excited to very cautious about the magnitude of the numbers there. And what that led to was in the US reporting season in November, you saw a lot of companies beating earnings, raising guidance, and they were selling off anyway. Meta was a big one in that camp, and it was because of the huge CapEx increases that they were announcing. The second thing that's created a little bit of caution is monetary policy and bond yields. So the narrative has been around monetary policy easing coming to an end, and you've seen that most powerfully in Australia, where it does look like the RBA is now done with rate cuts. And bond yields in Australia, 10-year bond yields, went from 4.1% up to 4.8% in the space of 2 months. That's a really big move. And then the last one is there's been a bit of a focus on, as we head into 2026, there could be a cyclical upswing in global economies, and people are feeling that the cyclicals have been a bit undervalued. So there's been a rotation out of those tech names where the narrative's changed into some cyclicals. And, you know, you've got copper towards all-time highs and gold reaching new record high today.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned those commodities. Gold at record today, silver also at a record. And given that the market is now up around about 1% as we record today, why do you think that is? And could this be this last push into, I guess, the so-called Santa rally?
Yeah, look, so there has been a little bit of a change in the narrative that I just spoke about that's been dominant over the last couple of months. There's been a change to that just in the last week or so, and there was some more news flow out overnight that helped change the narrative for the technology companies. So you saw technology rallying in the last couple of days, and you've also seen a little bit of a change at the margin in that interest rate narrative that I talked about, particularly in the US. There's been a little bit of weak data coming through in the last week. So the market now has more conviction around another interest rate cut from the Fed in the US in January. And that's just helped buoy markets. And I think that change in narrative is enough to see us continue to have the market going up between here and the end of the year.
Okay. Any company news that you're following out today?
Yeah, so there are a few. As I mentioned, on the technology side, there's been a couple of things that have seen those stocks rallying, both globally and domestically. So today here, NextDC is up 7%. They've announced that they've got an increase in contracted utilization following some customer wins that they've had. Overseas on Friday, Oracle, you saw really strong performance from TikTok have signed binding agreements to restructure their US operations. Oracle's part of that and will be a big beneficiary of that. Oracle is important because it's a name that's been really under pressure in the US and one of the poster childs of the technology space being under pressure. So a rally there is important, and positive news flow there is important. OpenAI, the owner of ChatGPT, they also announced that they're looking to raise $100 billion at a much higher valuation than where they were a few months ago, about 60% higher. So again, another positive change to that technology thematic. And then the last one I'll mention, Ricardo's locally, Nick Scali, have announced better sales today, and the stock's up 12% today.
Okay. Earlier, when I asked you about what's driving sentiment, you mentioned AI, monetary policy changes, that sector rotation. Looking into 2026, what do you think will be the key themes, and will some of that, come through into the new year also?
Yeah, look, I think it is going to be a continuation of those two thematics, which is, well, AI and commodities, I think, are two of the key ones. The commodity part plays into that cyclical element of global economies. And I think the narrative has changed now. I think you might see some more positive announcements coming out, continuing to come out from those tech companies. So we're quite upbeat on the AI space. But similarly, where we've got overweight positions in commodities, particularly copper and gold, and while they're reaching all-time highs at the moment, we still think there's upside to both of those commodities. So I guess we're playing both of those areas of the market in a barbell approach.
So, what are you telling your clients right now then?
Yeah, look, well, on top of those two things, Ricardo, I think the number one thing for retirees and investors at the moment globally is there has never been a better time to be a private investor. And why do I say that? Well, I say that because in Australia, the RBA has done cutting rates, 3.6% on the RBA cash rate. It means then you can generate good defensive income yields from those fixed income type investments. So you can get great portfolio balance without too much opportunity cost in those defensive investments at the moment. And then on the other side of the equation, in the alternative space, there's better access and opportunity in alternative investments than there ever has been. So as a private investor, there has never been a better time to build investment portfolios and balanced portfolios than today. So that's probably the number one thing we're saying to investors.
Alex Poulos there from Manjaro Capital, and he wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Click that subscribe button, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS on the Money Markets podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice, and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.